onward Christian soldiers marching us to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Some listeners may remember singing that in Sunday school. Certainly I do. And the Sunday school connection has been there ever since the song was written, originally as a march for school children. The writer was the Reverend Sabine Baring Gould, the Anglo-Catholic vicar of a village on the edge of Dartmoor. This was a man who was not only a priest, but an antiquarian, an archaeologist, collector of folk songs and ghost stories, the author of novels, hagiographies, a book on werewolves, altogether over 1,200 publications. One of his hymns is "Now the Day is Over." Another was translated from the Basque. At the age of 15, he spoke 5 languages fluently, and a review of a recent biography of him was headlined, "The Last Man Who Knew Everything." He met his wife, Grace, when she was a 14-year-old mill girl. Despite the disparity of age and social class, the marriage was a happy one. They had 15 children. Baring Gould forbade them to mention the Reformation in his presence. He wrote the words of Onward Christian Soldiers in 1865 when the school children of his parish were going to march with the cross and banners to a festival in a neighboring village, and he couldn't find a suitable hymn for them to sing while they marched. Originally, he set it to a cheery little tune from Haydn's Symphony 53. Only after Sir Arthur Sullivan wrote the robust setting we know today, St. Gertrude, did the hymn become widely popular. And it did. At 1910 World Sunday School Convention arranged for it to be sung simultaneously in over 100 countries, and inevitably it became the semi-official march of the Salvation Army. When Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt met in 1941 to sign the Atlantic Charter, Churchill chose it for a church service. On D-Day 1944, it was broadcast nationwide after a prayer read by President Roosevelt. Within a year, a crowd of 8,000 to 10,000 sang it spontaneously as Roosevelt's funeral train passed through Charlotte, North Carolina. In the U.S., its appeal has been bipartisan. Teddy Roosevelt used it for a campaign song in 1912, but it was also one of Woodrow Wilson's favorites. It was sung at Lyndon Johnson's funeral by Leontine Price. In the early days of the civil rights movement, it served as an anthem, sung, for example, at the mass beating that began the Montgomery bus boycott. But not everyone has liked the song. Supposedly, one Anglican vicar complained that the image of the cross going on before was papist, that is, Roman Catholic. His choir protested by singing the lyrics as, "With the cross of Jesus left behind the door." In recent decades, the objection has been that, as one critic put it, singing militaristic songs in the name of the Prince of Peace is incongruous at best. Attempts to remove the hymn from the United Methodist Hymnal and the Episcopal Hymnal 1982 were thwarted by outcries from the pews, but its critics haven't given up, and it has been purged from the hymnal of the Presbyterian Church, USA. But while it's true that Onward Christian Soldiers has cheered and encouraged actual soldiers of many armies, Baring Gould's martial lyrics clearly refer to spiritual warfare, and his imagery puts him in good company. St. Paul, for instance, who instructed the church to put on the whole armor of God and commanded Timothy to act as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Baring Gould's lyrics say that the foe is Satan and that we are in the service of Christ, our royal master. That's not really a bad Sunday school lesson, is it?